This is Tidbits, bringing you the Mac news for the rest of us on September 10th, 2007. I'm Adam Angst, and join me now for my final edit pass of Hot Topics in Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. New job for an old cube? After a Power Mac cube is retired from primary service, what else can it be used for? Bizarre networking problem. A reader's copy of Firefox can't fill out a form, which leads to a succession of networking errors. What's the cause? JavaScript exposing information via the web. Glenn Fleischman's article on a Sijak networking attack brings up a weakness in JavaScript that bit Verizon some time ago. Sijak attack Jimmy's open Gmail, other services. Being on a hotel's shared internet connection can expose your traffic to other users in the same network. Apologies for the look spam. A configuration issue resulted in some subscribers receiving a spam message. Adam relates what happened, and others chime in with suggestions and similar anecdotes. Cutting costs. Tidbits Talk readers offer some suggestions for reducing information and access costs in a medium-sized nonprofit company. Which Windows and on Intel Macs? Now that Intel-based Macs can run Microsoft Windows natively, or virtualized, the next question becomes, which version of Windows to go with? Vista is too varied, too new, and too pricey for the questioner who wants to run a USB-enabled knitting machine. Cool. Eudora 8? Penelope? The next generation of Eudora, which is built on top of Thunderbird, makes its first appearance as an early beta. Readers note their experiences with the software as well as other current email clients. .Mac renewal deals. It's often possible to buy a boxed .Mac renewal for less than what it costs to renew through Apple, including buying older versions, which are just activation keys. Apple introduces iPod Touch, Wi-Fi, iTunes Store, and new iPods. Readers respond to last week's product announcements and Apple's claim of 600 million iTunes downloads. iPod Touch digital camera transfer. Apple's iPod camera connector is a neat utility for transferring photos directly from a digital camera to an iPod, but it doesn't appear to work with the new iPod Touch or the iPhone. Mac equivalent of LogMeIn Free? A preview version of this remote access utility is now available for Macs. One-man bans. The release of the Eudora 8 beta reminds readers that some software starts out and sometimes continues as the work of a single person. It also points to the complexities of updating old code. Tidbits website redesigned! What do our readers think of the new and improved Tidbits website? Clearinghouse for Mac software shareware development. A reader is looking for a place for a non-programmer to help develop shareware. iPhone AT&T versus Verizon EVDO network. How does Verizon's data network compare to AT&T's Edge, and will we see faster access on the iPhone anytime soon? iPhone price cut. What are the real reasons for the $200 iPhone price cut? We speculate, you decide. LightScribe drives. A reader is looking for suggestions for an internal or external media drive that can burn LightScribe disks. Replacing Apple Works with iWork 08. A reader digresses from replacing Microsoft Office with iWork 08 to talk about replacing Apple Works, which is now officially dead.